I'm Tony Maness. It is time for our weekly chat with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Hey, good morning, Tony.
Hiya, Gabe. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you.
You've got news about a Clovis restaurant that is now closed. What's the story here?
Yeah. We're talking about the Rocket Dog location at Willow and Neese Avenues, serving gourmet hot dogs. They're kind of another victim of the pandemic. They didn't have a patio. They weren't really making their numbers for takeout. So that they're not going to be coming back. The sad thing is there's about four people who work there that had to be laid off. And we talked to the owner. He said that that's the hardest part of it. So they have a location at Highway 41 in Shaw that is doing well. They have more patio space there, and they're actually planning to expand the patio next year even more. There's a bit of a silver lining with this story. The owners plan to debut a Rocket Dog food truck. They're waiting on a paint job and final inspection from the county to get that going. The owner of that is also involved with this Amalgamation Brewing Company. They have a beer garden in Northwest Fresno. Seats about 40 people. Indoor. They have some indoor dining, live music Wednesday and Thursday night. So if you know, another way you could go and support a local business that's been seeing some hard times, check out Amalgamation or Rocket Dog on Highway 41 in Shaw.
Yeah, that Rocket Dog over there on Shaw, some yummy dogs over there. All right, let's talk about the changes for Fresno real estate.
Yeah, this is actually kind of a funny story. So there's this new app that was made by a Silicon Valley company. It's actually a real estate game. You could use the same technology behind Bitcoin to buy and sell virtual real estate. It's called Upland. It has 3,000 to 4,000 daily users. San Francisco was the very first market you can go and buy virtual properties. It's a lot like Monopoly, but for the 21st century. You actually have to put out some cash to buy these properties. And just like the real San Francisco, it got expensive. So the developer wanted to find an entry-level market for new users to go and have some fun. So Fresno last week debuted as a new part of this virtual game. So it's a lot like real life. So part of the game is that users in San Francisco actually have to commute to Fresno to make some deals. So if you've always wanted to invest in some properties, this is a chance. And if you're going to go online, also go to thebusinessjournal.com. This is the last week to vote for the Best of Central Valley Business Awards. You want to pick your favorite morning radio show.
Yeah.
I know you guys have had that locked for a few years now.
Get your votes in.
You have until Halloween. Yes, get your votes in this week.
Great talking to you, Gabe. Thanks for the plug, buddy.
Thanks, Tony.
Have a great week, man. Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Now, you want more information on these stories, all news that is business, it's simple. Pick up a copy of the Business Journal or check them out online.